Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defon LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode number 254 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike. Down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
That's good. I'm good. I'm a week away from being in Florida, so I'm a happy camper right
That's
now.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, just counting down the days. Just counting down those beautiful days, looking at the weather forecast every day. And, you know, I learned my lesson from 5 years ago. I'm looking at the local forecast as well. Can't just look down at Florida, because who cares if I can't get there because a blizzard's coming in. Doesn't matter what the temperature is in Lake Buena Vista, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's a good point.
As of today, which I jinxed myself 5 years ago, it looks pretty good. But I don't, you know, anything can change. I'm expecting the worst. I figure we'll probably get 9 feet of snow Wednesday night, right before my flight.
You got a big crew going down, so you'd have to rent, like, maybe even a bus.
A full school bus.
Yeah, see if you can get a Ripta bus. I'm sure the state needs the money.
Yeah, that's true. Just kidding.
That would be beautiful, driving a Ripta down there.
It's got, like, the local ads on the side.
It probably hasn't changed. It's probably the same one when I used to take it to Providence to buy my porn magazines.
No, I think they're a little different. You have to go all the way to Providence to get that stuff?
Yeah, I used to have to go downtown because we were underage. That's when I had my business at Hendricken.
Oh, that's different. All right, I didn't realize that it was a whole enterprise.
You knew about my business, didn't you?
No, how would I? I'm 10 years younger than you. I wouldn't have known about your business. I would have been 7 years old.
I used to sell magazines at Bishop Thomas F. Hendricken High School.
Good Catholic boy at a Catholic high school.
You gotta understand though that is a great market, is it not? All-boy Catholic high school?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good... you knew your audience, that's for sure.
My margin, I had great margins, too.
What were you charged, like 10 bucks a magazine?
I doubled whatever they were.
Oh, that's not good margins, then.
And I had to... I didn't have to carry any inventory. I basically just took orders.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Like, on a Friday, all right, I want a Hustler. Okay, I need a Penthouse. I need a Playboy. And I go downtown, because you couldn't go into Dairy Mart. Like, as a 15-year-old. I mean, I had to take the bus because I wasn't even driving at that time.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you go down to, like, where the people sell the newspapers.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care.
All of that doesn't exist anymore.
None of it, huh?
None of it. Those little newsstands don't exist.
Yeah, the
magazines
internet,
don't exist anymore.
The internet took that business away.
Yeah. I think
You know what, though? I was like a drug dealer. I got in and out because I was afraid once the priests and the brothers started closing in on what was going on, I was screwed. So yeah, I made a few bucks and I got right out of it.
You were like a hedge fund guy. You saw the market was hot, you made some money and you got out.
Yeah.
Onto different things. At least you didn't like start dealing drugs or anything. No, I didn't know this story.
That's a good business though, isn't it?
I suppose it's a little outdated, like I said, at this point, but you know, it's not like some young entrepreneur like Marshall can listen to this and think about doing the same thing in this day and age.
That's true. He'll figure something out, though.
Oh, there's always a hustle. There's always a hustle. You can always hustle, but I don't think that particular hustle is going to be available for him in 6-7 years down the road.
Good old days. Have just that brown paper bag. And then we get on the Warwick Loop, and we go to, like, the Warwick Mall, and I'd buy something, like, at Zare or something, and just that way there I could walk in the house with all my...
Because you couldn't show up to Diane and Bill's house with, like, 70 bucks cash. As a 14-year-old, they know something was up. You had to come in with, like, a George Brett card.
Right.
Yeah, whatever you got. A new Jets hat, something.
Right.
Keep it under the radar.
Yep.
Basically, you were laundering the money at that point.
That
you
was
had to clean the money.
Laundering.
You had to clean it.
I had to wash it. I washed the cash. And then 20-some-odd years later, we get in a range ball and rounds of golf sales.
It's all the same.
Is it?
Like I said, the hustle might change, but the player doesn't.
SSDD, as they say.
Oh, do they? I don't know what that is.
You know, I can't say the SH word. Same blank, different day.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yes.
I never heard it initialized like that.
Well, I tried to initialize it because this is a PG-13 show.
Yeah, PG-13 is probably pretty accurate considering the subject matter. So you, how's the old homestead? You still get everything like pipes exposed, wires, cable out, things like that? Or are you pretty much settled in now?
All done.
Completely, huh?
Everything's done.
Irrigation's working again?
Irrigation's in great shape.
Did you ever pull trigger on the lights or he just left wiring there?
He just left the wiring.
Okay. I can get you something. If you want to be a cheapskate and do it yourself?
No. I don't do stuff like that myself.
You don't want to undercut thing at my parents' house. It looks nice. I'll have to send
you
a picture.
Did you? How'd it come out?
Came out pretty good. Yeah.
Did you do all the wiring? Is it pretty easy?
Oh, it's super easy.
And then what do you run it to, though? Don't you need a box outside?
It's a transformer. It cuts it down from 120 to 12 volts. So it's all low voltage, 12 volt.
Okay.
So that's why it's very simple. There's no, like, real electricity. It's all direct burial. You don't have to have conduit or anything like that. Easy stuff. How are the palm trees looking that you got put in?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to post some pictures now.
Yeah, of the complete landscape. And now, the sod, you were messaging me about this sod. You said you had, what, 5 pallets of St. Augustine sod delivered?
Yes, and he used every bit of it.
Oh, did he? Yeah, no leftovers.
Nope.
And it looks good. Because you had to do some for your neighbor, too, right, I assume?
Yeah. The side of the yard that was all torn up, yeah, he put it all in on the side of the yard that got torn up.
That's good. It looks pretty good.
Oh man, there's no seams. I mean, he did. It's tight. It looks like it was like just one piece of grass that he put in. And it's green. A lot of like the new sod, you know, it's yellow.
It depends on how long they got it, how long it's been cut, but
oh, because I looked at my neighbor who did a pool the same time as mine and his was all yellow and mine is just green. It's lush.
Well, how it's been in for about a week now.
Mine's been in. Yeah, it'll be a week on Saturday.
So, when they cut, I don't know if it's the same for St. Augustine, but up here when they cut the sod, they juice it with fertilizer, like a ton of fertilizer right before they cut it, so it keeps it green for a while, and then hopefully the roots will establish in the new soil quicker that way. So that's why you got to keep it watered a lot when it's establishing. So maybe the other guy who's is all yellow, he didn't water it enough, and it just dried out, and the roots didn't take.
Because my guy's got it, his watering schedule, he has it on two times a day, each zone, twice a day. He starts at about 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And then the next cycle goes at about 2.
Okay.
And he's watering the front now at about 50 minutes, and the sides at about a half hour, and then the back at 50 minutes.
5-0 each time or total?
Each time.
Oh, wow.
Each time. And he's taking days off, so he's doing Saturday, Sunday, off Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, off Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday again.
Huh.
But he was over the other day when we had a day off, and he said, he said, your front yard's thirsty. He said, let me give you grass 101. He said, come here. He said, today's an off day. He said, but it's just so sunny out. He said, the sun's just drying it out. He said, see these blades of grass? He said, they're curling up. He said, which means that they're trying to hide from the sun. Because have you ever seen blades of St. Augustine?
Not really. I mean, I'm sure I have, but I don't know St.
Augustine. So they're really thick. They're almost like, I mean, when they're almost like, I'd say maybe half the size of your finger.
Yeah, it looks like, I think it looks like crabgrass. That's what they basically have down at Disney at all the resorts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's St. Augustine. So it's really thick blades, but it kind of curls.
Okay.
Like from the long, not from the long end down, it doesn't curl toward the ground. It just curls in.
Yeah, like and he said that almost becomes like a two, like it curls up like a roll, right?
Yes, yeah. And he said that's hiding from the sun because it's getting too much sun and it's drying out. So he said that he's been watering it on the off days, just the front because it's getting so much sun.
Now you need to get upgrade your irrigation controller. You need to get one of the Wi-Fi ones. You could just pop it up on your smartphone and tell it to water. I could set mine through my phone. You have a smartphone.
I don't have the smartphone.
That's something that you should think about.
No, I don't think
potentially.
So.
If you have to water a lot and like if you have to be on top of it and make sure it gets watered at random times, then that's a good thing to have. If you just set it and you never touch the schedule, then you don't really need it. Oh, okay.
He
so this
said
is just
for
temporary.
Pretty much you just got to water it for the first month. He said that. Yeah, okay. This is. He said. Then once it takes, and he said you're.
So you're happy with everything. So the project is done.
Oh, it looks so good.
Or as done as it's going to be for now.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if I lost you there for a second.
That is correct.
So that's good. It sounds like, I'm glad you're happy with the guy. It looks like he, or I don't know. I don't know what it looks like, but it sounds like he did a good job and you're definitely satisfied with it.
I told you he cut the cord to my lamp out front, right?
Yeah, you'd mentioned that.
So he replaced the cord, and then the next night, boop, it's out again.
I said, oh, boy.
So I text him. He came back over, reset, and next night, boop, out again. So I sent him another mess. I text him again. He came back, and he goes, I think it's your, what do they call those, the new electrical outlets now?
GFIs.
Yeah, he said, he goes, I honestly think that's what went. So he went to Home Depot and got one.
Like a new outlet, basically.
A new outlet, yeah. He's like, dude, he goes, this thing's $55. I said, holy crap. So he said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to test it to see if it's the eye. He said, because it could have been the eye when I whacked it.
Mm-hmm.
So he hooked, because there's three things. It's the doorbell, it's the lights on the garage, outside the garage, and it's the lamp.
The lamp. Now, do they all go off?
They all do, because I can always tell. I'll look at my doorbell, and the doorbell light won't be on.
Right, okay.
So he hooked that all into one of the bedrooms,
mm-hmm.
and he put the tape over the eye, and the light came on, and he said, yeah, he goes, it's definitely the GFI, so he replaced the GFI, and all was good.
Oh,
I said, that's crazy. I said, that's crazy that you can kill that thing just by cutting the cord.
Yeah, well, because it's looking, I don't know, I'm not an electrician, but I'm guessing it's looking for some kind of feedback that wasn't there anymore, so it assumes there's something wrong, it just keeps cutting out.
Yeah.
I imagine.
So, good news is that the front light's on.
Everything's good.
Well, so, if
good
the association drives by tonight, I won't get a fine.
Oh, you get fined if your light's not on?
Yeah, because it automatically goes on.
Oh, really? You don't even have a choice in the matter?
Not with the lantern, it has an eye, so when the light, because we don't have street lights.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the neighborhood's pretty dark. So, yeah, they go on and they go on when the sun sets.
Oh, so it's all solar.
Yeah,
or censored, rather.
Right.
Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
I'd love to.
This is from the Samuel Smith Old Brewery in London, England. It's called the Taddy Porter, the famous Taddy Porter.
Yeah, let's not mistake it with the other Taddy Porter.
Right, this is the famous one.
This is the famous one.
Very dark, full-bodied ale with a rich, creamy head and an intense, dry, tangy character. Brewed with well water, the original well from 1758 is still in use. Malted barley, roasted malt, yeast, and hops. Fermented in stone Yorkshire squares. The type of beer first brewed in the early 18th century. Gained its name from being drunk by porters in the fish, meat, and other produce markets. So that's why it's called a porter, by who drank it.
Hmm.
How do you like that?
Sounds good, Bill.
Get a little history lesson with my beer of the week this week. How's that? Well, I don't have anything else to add if you want to take us to our first break here.
Yeah, let's go to break. We've got a lot to talk about. Been joining me up in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yes, sir.
Matt Kuchar on the 11th par 3, 197 yards, 5 iron.
Are they in Hawaii? Is this the Hawaii swing right now?
Yeah.
Is that still the Sony?
He's a little left to right, 108 foot apex. To about settling just behind the hole. I'd say he's got about a 15 footer downhill for birdie.
Are we just going to talk golf Matt Kuchar this week? Sure. Or do we have something
you
on
tap? You
want
to talk about Matt Kuchar?
Not particularly.
Yeah, this is the Sony Open.
Okay.
Yep.
So what are we talking about today?
All sorts of things.
Okay, good. I'm excited.
It's a new year, Bill.
It is a new year. 2019.
Going on 5 years.
Almost. We're almost there. We're very close to 5 years of the Por Favor podcast.
5 years ago, this was when what were we doing? Were we texting when we'd all get into that little group text and talk about our Disney trip?
Yeah, I think it was still Facebook.
Were we all using Facebook?
I think so.
Okay.
But we were definitely all about it at that point, and I don't think we had even recorded episode zero, because we recorded like episode zero the week before the trip, right?
It was episode 000.
So it had to be in February. So we're still about 4 weeks out from episode zero that came out, which was the preview show. And then episode one was the trip preview, I believe.
I think it was.
Yeah, so we're kind of, the more things change, the more things stay the same, Bill.
I like that one almost as much as I like SSDD.
Now, speaking of changing, though, you're thinking about just hitting the nuclear button on this thing? Is that you're quit? Did you give your 2 weeks notice here or something?
I put it in writing. You're supposed to put that stuff in writing, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Now, the thing, like, all of a sudden, the stock market hasn't been doing great. Por Favor Industries stock is hurting a little bit. I mean, we're still outperforming
the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange.
Sure, of course.
Right,
we're outperforming, but it's been going down a little bit. Like, uh-huh. We're not as bullish as we've been. And now all of a sudden I get an email from you saying that you're ready to give up on this thing? Is that what we're talking about
here? I did all the Fox Business. I did Cavuto. I did the circuit this morning. That could be some of the reason for our stock price.
Yeah, you were on there talking about it. So what are your thoughts here? Because I was kind of caught off guard by this email yesterday, I think it was.
What did it say exactly?
Well, first of all, it starts off, to whom it may concern, which I think is a little rude because you know who I am.
Yeah.
To whom it may concern. What kind of thing is that?
I tried to be a little professional.
Yeah. In light of recent events, that's never a good start. In light of recent events, I regret to inform you that the Por Favor podcast will cease to exist within the next 6 weeks. Now, I don't know where this is all coming from and how I'm not even... I mean, I'm the founder, co-founder, and I have no say in this. Will cease to exist within the next 6 weeks. There will be a change in direction in Por Favor Industries. It will be absolved, and we will be starting fresh under a new brand and new representation as well, I believe, right? So we're getting rid of the lawyers, the interns, everything's out. We're basically starting fresh. Is that correct?
Yes. I hired a bunch of consultants.
Oh, here we go. All right. See, that's where this email came. I was wondering, because it didn't sound like your writing.
No, I didn't write that jargon. No, that came from the consultants.
That's what I figured. All right, that makes more sense. So what brought this about? Just ready to... It's 5 years, and you're thinking about just giving it a refresh here?
Disney rides have to be refurbished, do they not?
That's true. So we're basically going from Horizons to Mission Space right now, is what you're telling me.
I wouldn't go that drastic.
No, all right. So after 5 years, and this is something we've been thinking about in the past, and in all seriousness, we are, we're probably just going to rebrand the podcast. This feed will stay the same. The name will change. Our banter will mostly stay the same, but we just want to be a little more focused on things. We want to do a better job of bringing our listeners the information they want. So we want to keep our goofballness and our banter, but we want to be a little more focused on things that people want to listen to. And ideally, we want to be out there for a wider audience, or at least people will know what we're doing without having to go back and listen to 9 years of podcasts to figure out what the heck we're talking about.
I'll tell you, I've been thinking about this for a while. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
You too?
On and off, yes. I've thought about it before.
And we got an email from a good friend, Jeff, who just went on a vacation, and he's sending us pictures from Meisner's.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a cocktail, and he's like, thinking of you guys. I listen to your show all the time, and I'm like, we're actually reaching some people. other than the five usual suspects.
Yeah, there's a quiet group of people that listen that don't interact with us.
And people people actually like the show.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Right.
Despite our best efforts.
So I said we gotta reach a broader spectrum.
I think people will enjoy it if they give it a chance. And I know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and we got to kind of differentiate ourselves. And I think we do a good job doing that. But I think we're kind of at a disadvantage, and I think a lot of it is the name, to be honest.
I do. I think it was a silly, goofy... And I think when we first started this, the two of us, we had no idea if we would do it for a month, 2 months, a year.
Right.
One of us might get sick of it.
Right. But we're going strong. We're almost to 5 years. We're going to make it to 5 years. We're going to keep going. And I think we just basically, like we said, it's not going to be a huge drastic change, but we're going to change the name, change the branding of it, reinvigorate ourselves on social media, and just try to keep bringing you what you expect from us, but just under a different umbrella, I guess. And hopefully we get more people, and then, you know, that just snowballs. The more ears and eyes we have on our content, then we can improve things for you. You know, we get different guests, get more, you know, opportunities to do certain things. And, you know, it also helps to know that from our perspective, I mean, I won't speak for you, but for me, when you see, you know, having some success, or you get that email from a listener saying, hey, enjoy what you do, it really it makes you proud of what you're doing, and it makes you want to do a better job.
Right.
You know, when you put on the podcast and you sit down to edit it or whatever, or you sit down to listen to it after it's done, and you get a feeling like you're one of six people listening to it, you kind of get burnt out pretty quick. But I think if we could reach a broader audience and a bigger audience and keep doing what we're doing, but just kind of
which I don't think is a problem.
No.
We don't talk about it. We don't promote it. We don't push it out on social media at all.
Oh, it's definitely our own fault.
Right, right.
And I'm not saying as soon as we change the name, all of a sudden we're going to have millions of listeners, because right. That's obviously not the main thing. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do.
Right.
To,
that doesn't take any time.
To promote ourselves, and we just need to do a better job of it. And maybe what we're going to do here with the rebrand and everything will just be the kick in the pants we need to put more energy into this, or more focus anyway.
Because I'll tell you what, when I'm looking for different podcasts to listen to on iTunes, I always look at the name first,
mm-hmm.
and then I read the description.
Right.
I read the name, I say, oh, that sounds interesting. Then I read the description, I'm like, yep, definitely, let me give this one a try.
Yeah, you read some of the episode titles, see what they're talking, yeah, things like that.
I mean, when you see Retro WDW, right away you're like, oh, I bet this show is about old school Disney, which I love.
Right.
And then when you read the show description, you're like, oh, gotta listen.
Of course, yeah. So they do a good job branding and everything, and they do a good job putting out content as well, because they, you know, they put a lot of work into it, you know, particularly those guys. So there are, I mean, basically, like you said, when we came up with the name, it was just a silly pun that made each other laugh with no forethought on whether people would ever find us or listen. I mean, for the first 3 months, people were downloading us thinking we were Spanish language.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a poor job by us, and probably...
I think it was about 4.5 years overdue.
Yeah, we probably should have changed it after about 6 months, but here we are, almost 5 years later, and finally we're going to do it. We've been brainstorming some names. We won't really put anything... I don't want to talk about potential names. I think we just need to debut the new name. I don't want to talk about it in this public forum, you know what I mean?
I do.
So... when it's out, you'll know. We'll definitely promote it once we decide and come up with everything. That you guys will know right away. Hopefully, if we can make everything work out, none of our social media feeds or anything will change. We'll just change the name on them, so you don't have to resubscribe to anything or refollow anything. You'll just start getting the same stuff from a different handle. Ideally, I don't know if every single social media will be easy to change. I know Twitter's pretty easy to change. Mm-hmm. Not sure about Facebook, not sure about YouTube. We don't use Instagram. We're going to start that. I'm kind of on the Instagram bandwagon, so I don't even know
what it is, so that's going to be you.
Yep, I'll be in charge of the Instagram. And then, like you said, there's other things we can do to try to reinvigorate our audience and gain new people into it. And I think the thing that we need to do more of is take advantage of you being about 90 minutes away from property as well. I think that can help separate us from a lot of podcasts. And that's something you've said, and you go up, you know, I don't expect you to be up there three times a week or even three times a month, but when you go up there, you love going live, you love checking out new things and getting content. We just need to do a better job of maybe doing it ahead of time, giving people some idea that you're going to be there and what do you want me to check out, anything you need me to see, you know, oh, I'm going to Disney Springs on Saturday. What would you like to see? And then you can go take pictures or you can go live from a certain spot that people may have requested.
Yes.
Try something out that someone's been thinking of. Because it's not like you're going to not want to try a food item, a new food item that someone thinks would be interesting.
Correct.
You know what I mean? If like someone's like, oh, can you try the new poutine at the poutine stand? You're not going to be like, oh, forget that.
Right.
You know, that's something you would, I'm sure, be glad to do. Within reason. It's not like, oh, go try 6 ounces of caviar at, you know, at this place, but... And that's the kind of stuff that I think, like you said in your email, that you could do a better job of doing that because you are in a unique situation to take advantage of being so close.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we could do. And then there was something else you said about YouTube. What, you want to talk about that a little bit?
What did I say there? That I'm going to get all of our videos up there in the next couple months?
That's what you said. And I hope, I'd love to see it because I know you have a lot of good content and it's just kind of... I'd love to push it out. I mean, it doesn't have to all be at once, but at least get some stuff rolling out there that we can get some eyeballs on that. Because the more you upload, the more people see it. And,
yes.
And then it can, obviously, it's all a snowball effect. It's all about just pushing content out. And, you know, quality content can't be garbage. And I think we got into a little bit of a lull maybe about, what, 6 months ago, would you say? Where we were doing very little preparation for the show. And I think it kind of showed.
Yes.
And we're trying to refocus a little bit and be a little bit better, and hopefully we can do that even more going forward into the new year and beyond. So that's the thing. And the other thing, actually, I'd be interested to hear from people that are currently listening. Do you want a shorter show? Is it too long? You know what I mean? Like, we usually go about an hour. That's our general length. Is that too much? Like... is it a commute show? Do people want it to be 25 minutes, a half hour? Do people like it to be an hour? I mean, I like longer podcasts. I like to listen to them over time, but
I do too, honestly, because I think a lot of times when they're 25 minutes, they don't get into what they need to.
It's just getting going, and then it's like, okay, we're done.
And honestly, if it's too long, you can shut it off. I think when you're doing a 15-20 minute podcast, it's just because you don't want to edit it. Trust me, on my end, it would be a heck of a lot easier to hit the stop right now.
Right.
I just editing 20 minutes is a lot easier than editing an hour. You know that.
Oh, yeah. So that's just something I think you're right. I think the 45 minutes to an hour is a good spot to be in because it gives you time to get into it. I mean, there's things we could cut out. We don't have to talk to each other at the beginning, but that's kind of our identity.
Right.
Of the show. We don't need to be... We're not 100% Disney. We never claim to be, but it's obviously focused on that.
And I think we've actually cut back quite a bit because we used to go sometimes $110, $115.
Yeah.
Sometimes $120. And I think the past 6 months, we've been pretty much at an hour under.
Yeah, unless we add like music in or something. If we're doing a music show or something, sometimes it goes long. Or if we have a guest on, sometimes it goes a little long because we get really talking. But and I think that's something that we would like to do. And another thing that we definitely would like to do, and I know we didn't really mention it, but you're never going to say no to this, is any listener who wants to come on and do a trip report, just give us an email. We'll try to hammer out a time where we could do it because we love hearing about people's trips.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite episodes.
You know, as long as you're going to come to us with some good food and some good resort takes, because, you know, I don't really, not to be a jerk, but I don't care that you rode Dumbo. I don't care about that. I want to hear food, and I want to hear resorts. I want to hear what you did that everyone else doesn't do.
I want to hear experience.
Right.
If this was your first time on Dumbo with your little baby,
oh, of course.
I want to hear about that.
Right.
Yeah, I want to hear all about experience.
I don't need a list of, oh, we did this, like, you know. And I'm guilty of it sometimes when I do. You're just going through and saying, I did this, did this, did this. But I want to know what you liked about it, and things like that. So definitely, if you want to come on and record with us for a trip review, something like that, we're definitely happy to have you. Just shoot us an email. Even now, before we change the name, you can info@poorfavorpodcast.com or Gary or Mike at poorfavorpodcast.com. So you can find us there or on Facebook and just let us know that you're interested in doing that. And we'll definitely do our best to make it happen. You know, we usually record around 8 o'clock Eastern time when whatever day we pick. So hopefully those kind of hours work for you. I'm not going to do, 1 a.m. to record with somebody, but other than that, within reason, we can be pretty flexible.
We're both flexible on weekends, so if you work second shift and there's no way you can do, he and I can both jump in on a Saturday or a Sunday at some time that works for both of us.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anything else you want to add? Anything in particular that you want to mention here that you like? What are some things that you want to do? You said that you want to do some unique experiences, and like there's things that you and Susie have thought about doing. Like, one thing I want mini golf. I need to hear that from
you've
you.
You've got to, all right, we'll get that done.
Like, I don't know if you need to go live from it or do live audio or just play and then give me, like, kind of the experience. It doesn't have to be a full show on it, but I want to get an idea. Like, probably the grass one, too. I think that's the best one to the Fantasia Gardens and do that one. And there's lots of stuff out there. Like, the piano bar. Like jelly rolls, no one talks about that. That's something that, and I don't know, like hours wise, based on when you have the dog, if that's something that is feasible on any trip or like the next time you stay overnight for a couple nights, that might be something you could do. So, and any suggestions that people have about those kind of things, definitely let us know and we'll talk about that. And I'm sure, like I said, within reason, you're willing to do pretty much anything. Up there,
if it costs... I want to do different things. I would like to maybe talk to the manager at that art gallery.
Sure.
And say, hey, we do a podcast. Would it be cool? Could we spend 15, 20 minutes with you on camera as we go through the gallery and you talk about different things?
Yeah, no, that would be really cool.
Because and... I bet there's a majority of people that don't even know what I'm talking about right now.
Right.
Other than the big time Disney geeks who walk around the resorts. But your casual fan who stays at Pop or Caribbean Beach and just goes balls to the walls at the barks have no clue what I'm talking about.
Right. And we actually stumbled upon it almost by accident.
Because of the cold weather and just walking around with the girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, I'm sorry, not even the girls. Well, the girls with your wife, but...
Yes.
The youngest one wasn't around then, but...
No. But yeah, that kind of stuff is definitely on the table. And like I said, within reason, like if people want you to stay club level at Grand Floridian to see what it's like. All right, that's not really, dropping $900 probably isn't going to happen for show content. But, if someone says, hey, I want to go in depth behind the scenes tour, like for $30, you'll probably do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I know you've wanted to do that anyway. So
that's always been on my list.
It's like those kind of things that we need to, I think we can really talk about those more and in depth because people. We'll do trip reports. I'll say, I did behind the scenes. I liked it. It was fun, da, 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 and that's it. It's a 35-second recap of it where we could do, 15 minutes on it. Or if they let you record, we could do live audio from it.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So there's definitely a lot of opportunity there for that. And hopefully it all works out. And I think we have a good rebrand coming up. I like some of the names that we've been... mulling about between ourselves. And
I'm thinking for our first show after the rebrand, we'll just, here's the name of the show, here's our social media, here's everything, and then here's our next couple shows.
Sure.
Because we can't have the first show after a rebrand talk about quick service at Pop Century.
Well, wouldn't be the worst.
That's true.
Give people a good idea. But yeah, and we're going to keep it going, The same feed, so you shouldn't have to resubscribe to anything. It'll just keep popping up in your feed and everything like that. I think it'll be good. I don't really have anything else to add.
I was going to ask you a couple things.
Yeah, go for it.
As we're talking about social media, you said you wanted to jump on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to take care of Instagram and Twitter, and I'll take care of Facebook and YouTube?
Yeah, I mean, I really like YouTube, but I don't have the content that you do, so that's fine by me.
Okay.
I like that idea.
And then the other thing is, should we try to figure out a time like where we're both going to be on Twitter? Because I remember we used to do like Sunday mornings. I don't know how it happened, but when I first moved to Florida and I was living in Venice. For some reason, Sunday mornings, you'd always fire up Twitter.
Yeah, I think a lot has changed since I've had the girls. There's no like set time for me to do anything except at night when they're in bed. You know what I mean? Like, Sunday morning is probably the most hectic time for me.
Right.
And I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that was a good...
But even even if it's at night, if we say from 9 to 10,
right,
we're just going to talk Disney.
Yeah, and it'll kind of come naturally if we do it that way, but that's definitely something that we can work out, things like that. I mean, if we're going to do that, we might as well go live on Facebook.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
Be live on Facebook and Twitter somehow. I don't know. We'll figure it out. That's not a bad idea. Just kind of make sure we're more involved in the community, the Disney online community. Get some momentum going that way.
That's what I'm saying. If we want to go and you want to pick a topic to talk about on Twitter, then I can just fire up the Facebook page.
Right.
And then we can get it going on both ends.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely true. Any other questions you have for me?
What types of videos would you like to see?
I mean, I like all different things. I like resort walk-arounds. So there's two things that I do like, specifically, is... just the walk-around stuff with no commentary. You know what I mean? Like, just the sights and sounds. If you're walking around the Poly, just have the camera going. You don't have to talk. You just can go walk around, let kind of the resort speak for itself.
Yep.
But then there's the reviews, too. Because sometimes you want to fire up. Like, you just want to see... For instance, like, I'll be... I was sitting down with Yergina, and she wanted to see the playground at Animal Kingdom, the Boneyard Playground. And I was looking for a YouTube video of it, and the only one I found had this guy walking around talking the whole time, and it was kind of awkward. Like, you still get a sense for it, but it wasn't like... I guess it's different, like, with Tim Tracker, because he does it, and I'm used to it, but it was just some guy had, like, 1,000 subscribers, and he's going around, and not... I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's a lot of subscribers, but I never heard of this guy, and he was kind of annoying, and he's just, like, walking around the thing, and I was like, just show me the playground. I just want to see what it looks like. I want to see, you know, the slides, because that's what she wants to see. I want to see the sand area. And he's like, oh, well, you could do this and this. It's like, yeah, we know how a playground works. Like, so there's some stuff where you walk around, and you want to have a little bit of commentary, but there's also some stuff where you just want to let the ambiance speak for itself, because I feel like Disney... has it set up where the stuff like that will just speak for itself so well. You know, if you're walking around the grounds at the Grand Floridian and there's music playing and there's a lot of people about and it's hustle and bustle, you could just kind of do a slow walk around, look at all the different buildings, the pool.
And that's funny because I did that for our 10-year anniversary, and it was actually two parts. Because my camera, it didn't cut out, but I did two separate parts. So it's a good... I want to say a good 45 minutes to an hour.
Perfect. See, that's
and the I'm kind like, of stuff. And I'm like, you know, I could put my voice in it, but I'll watch it, honestly, I'll watch it once a month because it was a beautiful, nice, bright day.
Right.
And as I'm watching it, the camera said everything. Like, that's when I went to the wedding pavilion, I didn't need to say that because there was a sign that said that.
Exactly.
And yeah, then I know what you're talking about. Kind of like less is more for something like that.
But, like, if we're in Epcot and we're trying food at the Food and Wine, then, yeah, we want to get our takes and be idiots on camera. So that's good, too. Like, that haggis video we have from 4 years ago is fantastic.
Right.
So there's, you know, there's two parts to it. And there's other things. Like, those cooking videos that I did, I wouldn't mind maybe doing those. I don't think I'm going to do one a month, but there's more that I could do in those kind of things. The cooking videos, just making a recipe.
Now, I was going to mention that, too, because I did get a couple Disney cookbooks.
Ooh, so you can always do it.
Food and Wine, and Kristen said that she would help me if we wanted to do that.
That'd be good, too.
She would do all the recording while I did the cooking and the talking.
Nice. That was the hardest part, because with the girls, I had to do everything. Like, I was holding it, doing stuff, then I'd have to put the camera down and actually do it. And, you know, if I had a setup... where I had a good tripod that I could, like, or a better kitchen that would be more conducive to studio-style kitchen, which I don't have, that would be good. Or having somebody record for me, that would help. But neither of those things really were in my favor, just because it's hard to be, realistically, ask my wife to film me and let the girls run around for an hour while I'm making Tonga toast or something.
Because one of the things that I'm going to be purchasing is a GoPro.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I mean, that's a must. And that's something, like, I could pretty much wear on my head while I'm doing the cooking.
Right. You could do that, and then plus the pools. You get the waterproof cover,
yes,
and you go in the pool.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a walk around at Typhoon Lagoon. Do the pool reviews with that camera.
Yeah, that's great. Now, I did decide, one of the things, because I bought the fanny pack we talked about a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm,
is that I'm going to bring the old school camcorder on my trip and try to do a lot of just, like...
What's the old school camcorder? It's not an 8mm, is it?
Well, no, not that old school, but, like, I do everything on my phone. I have, like, a really nice DSLR camera. I have that camcorder that's really nice. And I'm like, my phone is as good or better than everything, but I don't think the phone's as good
as a camcorder.
Video.
No, it's not. It's nowhere near. The sound isn't. No, it's nowhere near.
It's the sound, but like the pictures, like there's no. I don't use my good camera for like anything anymore because the phones are so good with the camera, and it's so much easier too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like if I was going by myself to Epcot just to take pictures, I'd probably take the good camera. But with the girls being there, like all of a sudden you have like a quick moment. You have to pull the camera out of the bag, get it all set up, get the lens on it, and then you try to set up a picture. It takes too long. But with with the phone, you just pull it out of your pocket, double-click the camera button, and you're ready to go.
Right.
So, and you don't lose much in quality. But with the camcorder, it's not really even a camcorder. I don't know why. You know, the video camera, I could just kind of have that on my hand and go around doing certain things and then go from there, just pull it out of the old fanny pack and go. So we'll see. Hopefully I get some good content there. It's just tough with the girls because I don't want to, you know, be behind the camera the whole time while, you know, we're trying to have a family vacation either.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But if I just get some good, like, background ambiance stuff, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, walk around Pop without saying anything like we talked about. Just walk around Pop and go to Art of Animation or whatever. That would be a good video that I could make happen. Yeah, things like that. It'll be good. I think 2019 is poised to be our best year. If we do half the stuff we're talking about, we're going to have
it's going to be year. Great, isn't it?
Yeah. And no book club.
No book club this year.
No, because we've said it like the last 3 years and it never started, so we're not even going to pretend to do a book club this year. Boo.
I love that noise, don't you?
It's a good noise. You want to take us to our second break?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to break.
All right.
Back from break, episode number 254 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de this podcast is in the books. Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, joining me.
Bew. Bew. Hello there, gentlemen. Now, should we keep up with all the stupid inside jokes?
Absolutely, yeah. You can't change anything like that.
Well, I didn't know, like, if we're a new podcast, quote-unquote, if we get new listeners and they come in, like, why are they saying hello, gentlemen, so much? We might have to have, like, a refresher course for one of the first few episodes.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Like the inside joke
who these
index.
People are, who's Melnick. Yeah.
Yeah. The inside joke index will be one of the first episodes.
Do like an organizational chat.
Yeah. Boo. Why do you say boo?
See, DeVorney knew right away. I mean, I think you have to be pretty much a 100% buffoon to fully grasp this thing.
It does help. It certainly does help. But there's also generational gaps. I think our listener base is generally within, you know, between a little younger than me to a little older than you.
Mm-hmm.
So within a 20-year from like 30 to 50 years old, which is probably the wheelhouse of where people who would understand that reference, the David Letterman reference. Like a 22-year-old probably isn't going to get it. Someone born in like 1996 isn't going to catch the boo reference too much. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Marshall knows that reference.
How did we even get into that one?
LeBue?
Yeah.
Oh, we were on the golf trip when we started doing it.
Did we do it on the golf trip or
that's
even
where
before
it
start- that?
No, that's it started on the golf trip.
Did it really?
Yeah, because we were making terrible jokes and you just brought it up. We may have to reference back because maybe it was before and it just really got hot and heavy.
Yeah, I think we might have done a couple on a show.
We'll have to go back and listen.
Then I asked the guy in the orchestra to do a beat. That was stupid.
That was very dumb.
Did you see I played that at the end of the podcast?
I didn't listen to last week.
I don't even think it was last week.
Oh, whatever it was. I haven't listened the last couple weeks. That's fantastic, though. You want to bring us home, sir?
Yeah, sure. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play at Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast. Our social media, Twitter and Facebook at Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman.
Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast. And you can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. I do want to mention that the next couple of weeks, we have our good friend Mike from Michigan will be on the show with us for the next two episodes. And we're going to do a trip review, his latest trip from right after Thanksgiving. And then we're going to talk technology in the parks. So using different apps and different technologies to help improve your Disney World trip, make things easier, and ways you can do that on different kinds of trips to just make everything go a little smoother for yourself. So
that's going
to
be a great show.
I'm looking forward to that one. So those will be the next two. We're going to record them ahead of time. Because I'll be down in Disney World, so we're going to get those banged out. And
we don't miss a beat, though, do we, Klinsman?
We try. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff that we've been through these last almost
5 years.
Oh,
we've had a lot of stuff thrown at us. A
lot of life events, good and bad. And we never missed a show.
No.
Which means nothing, really, in the grand scheme of things, but it's kind of a point of pride for us.
You know what it means is that we have good friends, because when I had to take time off and you had to take time off, that's what I'm saying, we didn't miss a beat,
right?
Because we had people who would step in and help
they
us
stepped
out,
up and helped us
totally
out. That's
appreciate
true.
It
yeah, definitely. All right, on that note, I guess bring it home, my friend.
Thanks for listening to episode 254 of the Por Favor Monte Engase Alejandro de las Podcast. For my cousin up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week.